Well, I've been receiving updates from Dale Last in the Burdekin and Jason Costigan in the Whitsundays, and we've spoken to them both in the last half hour. It's fair to say that air has effectively battened down for Tropical Cyclone Debbie, and the effects are already being felt in the Whitsunday area around Proserpine and certainly out on the islands, Hamilton and Hayman and those places, where the schools have been closed down. I was due to be in Townsville to speak at a number of engagements and also have a number of local meetings. And so now that we're here, we'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with North Queenslanders as we deal with Tropical Cyclone Debbie and its aftermath. I think importantly, though, the message has to be this, is that if the police or the authorities ask you to move, move. If they say jump, ask how high and do it. Because we can always rebuild property, we can rebuild buildings, but we can't bring back a life. So the very clear message is to please listen to and obey the authorities when they're giving directions. Make sure you have enough food, make sure you have enough medicine, make sure your pets are secure and you've got enough supplies for them as well, and stay tuned to broadcasts and information coming over the radio and from local disaster management groups. There's no doubt that this storm is a monster. At Category 3, potentially crossing the coast of Bowen as a Category 4, there will be widespread damage. And in the coming weeks, we all need to stand together as Queenslanders and deal with the devastation that such a cyclone potentially can bring. And we stand ready to work with the government to make sure that services are returned and that people's lives and homes are protected. And should there be damage and destruction, that we can rebuild and get North Queensland operating again.
Tim, have you spoken to the Premier?
I sent a message to the Premier yesterday afternoon, and in fact the Premier requesting a briefing. The Premier has offered a briefing, and I'll be speaking to Deputy Commissioner Golcheski at 3:30 this afternoon to get an update on the latest happenings.
Why are you here exactly? Couldn't you have just cancelled your trip?
Well, I in fact had a number of engagements today, and in fact I've just returned from Ingham where I had a number of community engagements. When I was up here 2 weeks ago, I promised to return, and so I have returned. I've met with cane growers, I've met with some people about North Queensland bioenergy and biofuels, I've met with local residents concerned about a number of issues in relation to their areas. Those were promises that I made that I wanted to keep, and that's why I'm up here.
And are you going to be hanging around? And I guess what's your input in the recovery phase?
Oh, look, I'm here to support. The work is being done by the local disaster management groups, and obviously the government has done what all governments should do in these circumstances, making sure that they've got their people deployed, that we have emergency services personnel on the ground, that we can restore services and provide support. And that's indeed what the government's doing, and that is what all good governments should be doing. I'll be staying out of the way, letting the professionals get on with their business, helping our local members up here, particularly people like Dale and Jason, who have been through this before, making sure they're getting the support from my team that they need, and standing, as I say, shoulder to shoulder with North Queenslanders in these circumstances.